Will you pray with me? Gracious and almighty God, in the stillness and the holiness of this sanctuary, we feel surrounded by your love. We're reminded once again that you have created us and that you are never going to let us go. As we look out at the beautiful leaves and the earth on which we live and nature around us, we are reminded again that you have created it all and you are never going to let any of it go. And we thank you. But as you know, even as Jesus suffered, suffering is a part of his life here. You've heard our prayers lifted up this morning. You've heard names spoken. You know our hearts. We've come from many different places this morning. But there's not a one of us who can hide one thing from you. And we thank you that you see all those facets of our lives, all those facets of our families, all those mistakes we have made, all those things we have done that we shouldn't have done, and the things that we shouldn't have done that we have. You see them all wrapped up in forgiveness and grace and mercy for us to learn from as we move ahead. That's why we can worship you here this day in this holy place. We can worship you with joy in our hearts. We can worship you knowing that you hear us, that you know our names, that you have called us to be yours. That's why we can lift up our world to you. We can pray for war. We can pray for disasters from climate. We can pray for all those things that hurt us. We can pray specifically for Israel, for Palestine, for those beautiful people whose heritage goes so, so far back in the way that you created things. God, we pray that you would lift them all up, that you would bring them together, that you would help them find a mutual voice to worship you and to kneel in front of you together. God, we thank you. We thank you that we're able to come to this church, to this little church that means so much to so many of us. Some have been here for many, many years and have memories of the way it used to be. Some have only known it as it is now. But putting all that together, we thank you that we can move ahead and forward into the place that you want us to be. So open our hearts and minds to this vision and this planning that we will be doing so that it won't be one iota of our idea, but it will all be yours. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it all. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who taught us to pray so very, very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,